All right, let's get to a group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Eric says, hey guys, I'm just reaching out to see if maybe other people sharing stories might help me finally get over this thing that happened when I was a kid.
Okay.
So when I was in eighth grade, my parents punished me pretty harshly for spending $200 on pay-per-view movies that we'll say weren't exactly appropriate for my age. I get it. That was bad. But they knew about it for 2 weeks before Halloween and waited until then to drop the hammer.
Oh.
They grounded me from running around the neighborhood with my friends on Halloween. Instead, I had to sit on the porch of shame and hand out candy.
Okay.
When my friends came up to ask why I wasn't out with them, I had to tell them why. They even gave me a nickname afterwards that I won't share, and it lasted all the way through the end of high school, and it's kind of haunted me ever since. So I guess misery loves company? Anybody else get punished in such a way it kind of stuck with you all these years? Thanks, Eric.
Wow. I mean, when you're a certain age, obviously going out and trick-or-treating is the thing.
Right.
So
or
having,
just running around with your friends.
Yeah.
You know, like a thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, I do also remember kind of enjoying sitting back and handing out candy once I got to a thing. But
Eric was,
I mean,
not in that space.
Yeah. I think that was a pretty inventive way to punish him, though. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Thought that was pretty good.
Because that was, $200 on inappropriate movies.
I was going to say, that's more than one.
Yeah.
More than one.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. That's funny.
Yeah. I know that he's looking for sympathy right now, but I kind of almost am siding with the parents.
Oh, yeah.
Like, my kid better never. That, I mean, it stuck with him, so that worked, right?
It did work.
But he didn't do that again.
I mean, at least he tried to cover his tracks a little bit better the next time.
What is the matter with you? That's not the lesson.
Ashley,
cover your tracks better?
Yeah, Ashley said, I got grounded for a month. No friends, no leaving the house, no phone, no TV. That was the longest 30 days ever.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well.
Memorable ways that you were punished as a kid.
Oh, Robin being grounded from seeing my best friend Kim. What did Kim do is what I'm asking.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is Kim your, like, that friend who gets you into trouble,
the bad influence?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, dang. I need the more details on that one.
All right, so let's hear some more of yours. 502-795-1997. I don't know if you've got a comment on Eric or not, but feel free. But yeah, we'll get into that.
He just wants you to share. Just share. Like, share with me how you screwed up so bad that you got punished. That was super embarrassing.
Yeah, don't leave him on an island is basically what he's asking.
Exactly.
Okay, so we'll take some of your stories on the way. Coming up, have any memorable punishments that have stuck with you from when you were a kid? Or at least something that you thought was a punishment? When you were a kid, got a message from Lindsay. I got in trouble for watching The Nightmare Before Christmas at my friend's house. Had to clean the driveway. Two vehicles was grounded because my dad thought the movie was witchcraft.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Of all the Halloween movies, though, I feel that was pretty mild.
Right. Amy, I had my mouth washed out with soap once. That was pretty bad. I still say the F word often, so it didn't even work.
Oh, dang. Probably works the opposite.
Right.
Like, I'm going to do it even more.
Right. Sarah said, my dad told us kids we couldn't go to school until we cleaned our rooms. Well, we went to school late. He made us tell our elementary school principal why we were late. Being yelled at by my dad and then being embarrassed was bad enough.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's the whole embarrassment thing. That can stick with you.
Oh, yeah. Well, and Michelle, again, getting a bar of soap in my mouth at school. Because I was laughing at another kid getting a bar of soap in their mouth. Oh, wow.
You think that's funny? Here, come here.
Here, have some.
Have some of this. How funny is it now?
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Chelsea, so this triggered you, right?
So that struck a nerve because in about sixth grade, my teacher got mad at me for talking in class He moved my entire desk outside during the switching of the block periods that we had.
Gosh.
With a sign on my desk that said, I'm not bad. I'm just misdirected.
Oh, no.
Oh!
Yes.
Oh, gosh!
It embarrassed me to all hell.
Those types of things.
I look back and I think the teachers were bullies just as the kids were.
Yeah, I was going to say, those types of punishments, man, they stick with you.
Yes, they do.
I was so embarrassed.
Thanks for the story, Chelsea. So we, Kelly, you had a similar story, right?
Well, in first grade. I'll say this, in first grade, I was sent to the principal's office. Well, I volunteered to go to the principal's office because Carl was throwing rocks on the playground. And then Ms. Brown, the principal, I remember all this. I remember what I was wearing. I was wearing a little jumper with a ladybug on it that my grandma made me.
Oh, no.
Anyway, the principal came out and said, anybody who's throwing rocks better be in my office or you're even in bigger trouble.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, I guess I better go because I was throwing rocks back because I wasn't letting Carl just throw rocks at me.
Right.
I'm throwing them back.
Sure.
Yeah. And then I had to go in and I had to stay in recess and I had to tell the entire class why.
It's the person who retaliates.
Yep.
That's the one that usually gets caught.
Yes. And then I had to sit there and say I was throwing rocks. Tell the whole class. Little confession of shame.
Oh.
First grade.
All right. All right. Well, hey, thank you for the stories. Some of those are good. If you want to see the thread, you can at Ben and Kelly Show on 99.70 JX.